email pippah@capetalk.co.za.
Just time for us to finish with some more local music. And today we're featuring the sounds of South African singer-songwriter Hilton Mandela Andries. A 37-year-old artist from Clutersville in Stellenbosch, he started singing at the age of 3 and has been singing professionally for the past 15 years. Like so many of these stories, it begins with Sunday school performances. It begins with singing in a school choir. But it has gone on to be much, much more than that. Hilton matriculated back in 2002 and studied environmental health at CPUT, but it was during his second year of studies that he decided he was going to go for it and pursue a career in the entertainment industry full time. And that happened after he was called for an audition. He hasn't looked back since. Almost 20 years later, he is still writing and performing his own music and recently released his latest single, which we're going to play for you this afternoon. Hilton, it's great to have you on the show. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Papa. Thank you for having me. I am in awe of this opportunity. And if the English doesn't come as it should, it's heartburn. It's the heartburn.
It sounds absolutely big fan to me, Hilton. Thank you so much for joining us today. We've heard the story, how it began very, very early on for you. Were you surrounded by musical people in your family and friendship circle from an early age that you started singing by the time you were 3?
Yes, my mom was in the church choir and she also was part of the church band. So music was basically part of my whole existence. She said when I was born, I cried the loudest. And when the nurses were complaining, she said, hey, that's a strong voice. It's not the loudest. It's the strongest voice in there. So, but I haven't had words at that time yet. But from 3 years old, everything just started at a taxi rank in Bellville, at the back of a taxi, at the window where me and my mom had our first performance, saying goodbye to our auntie that moved to Vredendal. She's still living there.
I love it. Hilton, clearly the lungs were strong from day one. Now you've put them to good use and lots of practice and hard work along the way. That decision in the second year of your environmental health studies to say, you know what, I'm going to take the leap of faith and pursue a full-time music career. Have you ever regretted that second guess that when you look back on it now, was it the right call?
It was that I call. If we look at the COVID-19, there's epidemiology. So that was one of my subjects that I studied at Penn Tech. So if I would have completed that, I would have been one of the workers that worked around this epidemic and how we can solve it, how we can work around it and stuff. But now I'm on the other side of the things where I bring hope for people to cope through this process. I bring a bit of motivation to let you get up and just move forward. So do I regret it? No, because I'm still I'm giving an input within life itself, but just from a different angle and different approach. And my approach is talking to the soul directly.
Hilton, we're going to play out the show with your new single called Mora Saldison Vierske. Do you want to tell us a bit about the track?
Yeah, that song I wrote 6 months. I wrote 6 months before my mom died. I wrote that song for her. And it's talking about our experiences for me as a child. And then the second verse is where I'm now big and mom's now sick and almost like a child. So the roles were reversed. And afterwards, I realized that looking for 17 years after my mom, she had Parkinson's disease for 25 years. And for 17 years of that, she was very ill and bedridden. So I gave up everything and look after her. And I thought that, listen here, the reality is mom is going to die sooner or later. And you can see now the end is near. What are you going to do when it happens? So I wrote the song, Mora Salison Vieskain, just so there's insurance for comfort in times when the house gets quiet. Because funeral people are there before the funeral, but after the funeral, everyone is gone. And that song is a song that can keep, it kept me going. So I hope in my heart that it will keep each and everyone that listens to it. It can keep you going as well.
Hilton Andries, a huge pleasure to have you on the show today. And I can't wait to hear the track now. It is called Mora Saldison Vierskain. 'Cause Mora. You'll find him on all digital platforms if you search for the name Hilton Andries. On Twitter, he's at Hilton_Andries. If you enjoyed the song, please drop him a tweet to tell him so. It's called Mora Saldison Vierskein.